We are up to Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We are up to, this is interesting to find, Ahu Gavra. Now, how do I find Ahu Gavra? I guess, go across from Taisus Esrei and come down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines. You go across from Taisus Esrei and come down 10 lines, is Ahu Gavra. We just had the case, a contradiction in a braisa, of a person who says that this is a get, or a mace mechaylizeh, and a house collapsed on him, or he got bitten by a snake. So, lemaisa was a contradiction, but at the end of the day, the Gemara said they sent from Eretz Yisrael, that nobody has in mind such an einus happening, and the get was not given on those kind of conditions, and therefore it's not a get, because the condition was not fulfilled. Getting eaten by a lion or bitten by a snake or collapsed house is not what the person is thinking about when he says if he doesn't recover or if he dies from that illness. The Gemara brings stories that now draw upon that halacha. Ahu gavra dezavan ara lechavrei. A person sold a piece of land to his friend. Kibul aleikal unto the misyala. He said, I will reimburse you if any einus happens to this field. L'saif afiku beinara. Then the king decided to run the river over this field, eminent domain, except the king didn't pay for it. The king walked in and said that we have to direct the flow of the river to go over this land, and he told the owner, adios, have a good day. So now he went to collect from the seller. The seller had said, I am a kabul, any einus that happens. So he came to ask Ravina. Amaloi, so Ravina said, Zol Shafilei. Go make it good for him. I think Shafi means make it good. I don't know what article says it means.
Settle.
Meaning, basically, the Kabbalah's halacha unto the Mitzialid. You said that if any itis happens, you will reimburse him. This is not something that was within the purview or the domain that what a person thinks about. He was thinking about items that are common or slightly common. This is totally uncommon. This was not what he meant when he reversed him from any einus. He meant any common einus, not any uncommon einus to this extent. What would be a common einus? I have no idea what could happen to land, but I guess. If it's next to a river, Shafinar would be common. Igalgo milsa, muscle the common derava. So this is a machloikus ravina, a ravacha bar tachlifa. Ravina said this is included in his Kabbalah Zacharias, and Ravacha Bered Ravinka said it's not. Bar Tachlifa said it's not. It came to Rava. Amalahu, unto the Lashriachu. So Rava said, I agree with Ravacha Bar Tachlifa. This is it. Welcome back from Eretz Yisrael. This is an Ayinus Lashriach, and therefore, it is not, he's not responsible to reimburse him. Esther Ravina LaRava. So Ravina said, it said him, Lo'emet Mechay Lizeh, V'navel Olubayis Eikish Enachosh, Haritaget. The sefer of that brisa that we brought, that said if a guy says, if I don't recover from this illness, and a house collapsed on him, and or he got bitten by a snake, it is a get, even though it's an Einus L'Shriach. So we see that included in a T'nai is everything. Amalei Rabba Ve'me Mereche Ein a get. So Rabba said, you can't do this. You're asking a question from the Sefer when the Reisha contradicted the Sefer. And the Reisha said it's not a get. Amar le Ravachi le Ravditzi min Ravina. Should the Kasha Reisha le Sefer le Masvina Tzivtamina? Because you have a stira, you can't ask a question? Meaning, basically he's saying, the Reisha does say this halacha. So how does Rava so sure to ignore an Ein Tzivtam L'Shriach? The Sefer, the Reisha says, that's considered included in the Tanai. So granted that the Reisha says the opposite way, and we don't know Pshat, but on the other hand, it is say in the Braisa, so you can ask your Kashan Rava, how are you so sure the Sefer of the Braisa says not like you? So he told them, Amalei, in Kivan the Kasha Reisha Sefer, Le'ibribe Medrashim Mishtabeshtahi. When you have a contradiction in a Braisa, it's not pshat, you say, but half the Bryce says one way, we got to deal with it. We say this Bryce is a mistake. And therefore, we ignore this whole Bryce. It is not a Raya, it is not a Kasha, and cannot be used at all in the Kasha.
But we try to answer this problem. The easiest way out is saying it's a mistake.
But the Gemara didn't answer the problem. The Gemara asked the Kasha, the Gemara threw up its hands and said, in Eretz Yisrael, they said, and forget about the Seifa. Do like the Resha.
Well,
I said, that's what the Gemara said, right? That's what Bavli said. Bavli asked the contradiction, and Bavli did not answer the contradiction. Now, I spoke out that the Yerushalmi does give an answer to the contradiction, but Bavli ignores that answer. Right? So, we have to deal with Bavli. This is Bavo. Bavli was written after Yerushalmi. This is what we paskin like. And the Gemara here says, ignore the Resha, and it's not, we don't consider it, ignore the Sefer. So when he asked him Akasha, he told him, how can you ask Akasha? It's a contradiction. And he said, therefore, I'm not 100% sure what he meant when he said, so if there's a stira, I can't ask a Akasha? Well, how can you ask Akasha when the other half says not like you? I'm not understanding what Rav Akiva Dipta meant, what, you can't ask a Chufta? I guess the only thing I can understand is, like, how could you be so short in your psak? There's another brisa that says the other way. So he said, because it's a mistake in brisa. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shochu mit, we did that already. Kibble alay amaykir, kal einto the misyalud bo. She yivtas a lekeach, who make it up to the lekeach. The melech commanded that they should put the nor through that field. Shafi lay amid the fun of Beshufi, put it there quietly, meaning make it up to him. If you have a contradiction in the Braisa, that means it was never taught in the Beis Medrash where they would say pshat in the Braisa. The fact that we have no answer means nobody dealt with this price. That must be a mistake. And therefore, I skipped the last three words, Zobas Svara. So when you don't have a price, go with your own logic. So Trashi and Mastaber, the Untad Leshiach Leasikadaite. Yes?
When I was learning this just now, it's quite interesting. He had an open-ended accident. Yeah. It's forever. Is it crazy? No.
I have no idea what you just said.
Usually it's like Michol Zeh. Whatever an accident may happen.
That's what he said. But that's what happened. This is a story. What you're asking now is called Akasha on a Maisa. The Gemara tells me this is what happened. So you're saying it's interesting that a guy would do that, but he did it.
No, but that shows that he's just. Anything that happens, does that make
again, sense? This is what he said.
Showing that he really,
and nobody's telling him to do this.
I'm trying to say it's a riot that anything that happens, he's giving every chance to make it that it's an accident can happen.
Again, he's Ayin Hara. Are you worried about Ayin Hara? What exactly is bothering you?
What he
said, Kalainza. The question is, what did he mean by the word Kalainza?
That we're talking.
Again, the shaila is, did I include an Eidus Leishliach or not? More open, again, he didn't have to be makabel anything. Obviously, the guy wouldn't buy it unless he got a guarantee. So this is the way he worded his guarantee. The question is, what does this wording include?
Baruch is trying to say that it's Megala that in this instance he's letting everything open, anything that happens,
even something that's
Leishliach. I don't know why you're saying that. That's not what it meant. He meant all einus and shliach. He wasn't going to list 20 things. He said any einus and shliach. That's what he might have meant.
No one speaks about it?
Not that I saw. Weiter. Zuckting about weiter. Rapapa Vravuna Breder Vishua Zavin Shumshmi. They bought sesame seeds. Aguda the Nahar Malka, on the bank of the Malka River. Agur Malchi, the sellers rented sailors, Lavinu. They hired sailors to take it to Rav Huna and Rav Papa's house. Meaning, basically, part of the deal was that the sellers would deliver the sesame seeds to Rapapa and Rabuda Bray de Yeshua, which involved taking it across river or down river, whatever it was. Basically, it's the seller's responsibility to deliver. As a site, is Saka Nahar Malka. By the time they get around to taking the boat, the Malka River was dammed up. It was impossible to cross to take the merchandise downriver. The downriver was blocked. So the question is, who is responsible of delivering this shumshmi, which was included in the deal? It was Amazon, what is it called, the best Amazon you get? Amazon Prime. It was going to be delivered, and they didn't. The river got dammed up, and they couldn't deliver it in the normal way of delivery. Amru Lahu, so Rabbi Rahuda Ben Yeshua told the sellers, a Guru Khamri of Kindle of Halam, listen, it's your responsibility. Hire donkeys and bring it to us. It's a much harder job. You have to hire people to drive donkeys instead of having a boat taken down. But this is what you said. You said delivery is delivery. The Kabil Tala, you were Makabo Kalun to the Misalat. Asu Lakame de Rabba. Oh, the sellers took them to Rabba. No, we're not paying for those donkeys. That's an extra expense. We never meant to be macabre that. And Rabbi Rahuna Bar Yeshua said, you said you're going to deliver. The part of the deal was delivery. You're accepting the responsibility of delivery. Regular delivery. But they said delivery. This is an Ein Tzedloi Shchiach that the river get dammed up. So Ka'amar Lahu, so Rabba said to Rabbi Rahuna Bar Yeshua, says he called them white geese because they were older. They were older, had white hair. Did you white geese? Mishalki Glimi Dinchi? Are you trying to take off people's clothing? Meaning, trying to take money that you don't deserve? This is an Einus Leishriach. Not the responsibility of the sellers to worry about such things. They meant under normal circumstances things that are common. This is so uncommon, it was not included in their tonight. Therefore, they are not responsible to deliver. Actually, means that they couldn't back out of the sale. There's a lot of static. Not sure why. Hello, is there anybody not muted? Anybody else getting the static?
Yes, Rabbi, I'm hearing the static as well.
I'm hearing it too.
I am also.
I think I'm going to recall in because is it going to work better? No. Didn't stop. Can anybody hear me now? Or did I turn everybody off?
Yeah, the static is gone now.
I can hear you.
Not gone. Okay. We'll try.
So in this instance, they paid for it.
I don't know what happened. It's not here. I don't know. Round six.
What are we doing?
I think we're disconnected. I think we're supposed to call back in.
Okay.
Be getting music. Okay, Rashi. That's Rashi. Zabin Shumshimin, Lakhul Shumshimin, Agar Malchi, Sakhul Lam Safarim, they hired sailors, Lalikum Labesam, Ilu Alayu Amaykum Ka'unsu the Mishal Alayu Baderach. They accepted any itness that was going to happen. I don't know if I read that line in Gemara. Kabila like onto the Mishalit. The Saif is Sachar Narmal. Kabila Yachmus Svinus Lavar. The boats couldn't pass. Sha'asu by Sachar. They made a dam. Shakar and Ishkalusha. Amrulu Rababa Ravulu Labaka. Bakuru Kamri. Hire donkey drivers. Kaki Chiyuri. Avzum Levenim. White geese. Fishayu Skainim. So I saw in the Masifta Gemara brings down there are two places in Shas that Rava calls them Kaki Chayuri, same people, and both places Rashi says because they were older, and therefore that's why he called them white geese. Interesting, they were Rava's students, and Rava called them they're older, but that's what Rashi learns. Kivager, I don't know where exactly, says that the Gemara says in Brachas if somebody sees geese, that's a sign that he's that's the Yitzapel HaChachma. Somebody sees geese in his dream, that means he's going to get wisdom. He's going to get smart. He's going to become smart. So Mamele called them Kaki Chayuri because they were white geese, meaning white, they were very bright. That's why he called them white geese. That's what Kivegu speaks out as an other pshat in this Gemara. Meshalchi Glimi Mavshishim Big Dei Anashim Klim Epeiskim Alein Din Lanasam. You're paskining it in for your own pleasure. Meaning, who gave you the right to paskin this when it's a wrong pshat? Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Now, this Mishnah I'm going to learn like Rashi. So we're going to stick to Rashi's pshat, even though Tysus argues. And Tysus argues is a matter of wording, not in a matter of halacha, but we're going to learn like Rashi anyway. We talked about a person that gave a get, Mahayoi Memesi, that if he dies, it should be retroactive. Now, here he is. He's alive and well. What is their status at this point? When... if he dies from this illness, then it's retroactively a get. So she was divorced. If he recovers, then it wasn't a get, and she's not divorced. So here we are in this state of limbo, and we don't know. What is her status at this point? Zok the Mishnah, le'tisyachad ima el b'fi eidim. She cannot be alone with him unless there are eidim there. It doesn't have to be two eidim, I think. It could be even one. Afilu api evet, afilu api shivcha. That person there could be an Evet Kanani or a Shifcha Kananis enough to deter them from having intimate relationship. Her own maidservant, the woman has no embarrassment to have an intimate relationship in front of her own Shifcha. She's her Shifcha. Masha'en can't anybody else enough to make it that they won't have a relationship. Because this relationship can create problems, as we will see in Rashi. Zok Rashi, like the Siacharima, Zesh and Ras and Get, the Amalim Mahayim and Mesi, like the Siacharima, Shema Yavay Aleha. Now, what happens if he does live with her? What is the problem? She is divorced retroactively. So if she's divorced retroactively, there's no problem of Get Yashan. It could be a problem of Get Yashan, but Rashi will address that later, so we'll leave that alone. But the problem, what exactly are we afraid of? So it's a machloikis in the Gemara. One man the Amar says that whenever a couple has gotten divorced and they have an intimate relationship, we're afraid he did it for Kedushin. And therefore, they're remarried again. So the get is null and void because, yes, the get kicked in retroactively, but then he married her again. Because he had a relationship with her, and we say he meant l'shem kedushin, because he knew that he might be divorced from her. So when he lives, ain't other ma'aseh b'los abilus nus, he must have done kedushin, especially with his wife. This is his wife, so we assume it was a marriage. And the one that says nah, they don't mean kedushin, it's nus. That doesn't allow a person to be alone with a pnuya. He's still not allowed to be alone with her because we're afraid to live with her. So it's nus. We're not so big on nus either. So therefore, we don't want him alone with her at all. Again, these are people that have had a relationship in the past. Therefore, one man the Amma says, assume that he was Baal L'Shem Kedushin. And the other man the Amma says, even if he's not Baal L'Shem Kedushin, we don't want this to happen. And therefore, he's not allowed to be alone.
What are the Adam saying?
There's no Adam. We're saying he shouldn't be alone with her unless there's somebody there.
You know what I'm saying? You said there's one side that's saying that it's
Kedusha. So where are the Adam of the Kedusha? The answer is, If they're alone in a room, according to, we'll see it in the Gemara, that man the Amar says, anybody that sees them alone in the room is an aid in on condition. Let me try to explain this. When a man is Makadosh a lady, I think Kedushin. You think the Adam watched the intimate relationship? Terence says they go into the room to marry. The Adam on the outside can testify that he married. They don't have to see the intimate relationship. We don't want them seeing the intimate relationship. So now, if people see the husband and the wife are alone in a room, and according to that Mandi Amar, we assume that this is what happened, that anybody that knows it happened is an aid under Kedushin. Right. Mahi Ba'itzin Ayam. Now, according to Rashi, we have switched gears. According to Rashi, we are now going to a different case.
Rabbi, can I just can I ask a quick question on what we just covered? I'm just trying to get this, the very basics of this set in my mind. So let's say he does not. Let's say he is intimate with his wife, but he does not die of that illness. He does not die. All of the relationships he has with his wife then are kosher. We're only worried about what would retroactively be if he should die. So this is just really advisory behavior. He should not be near his wife, just because if it happens, then that will happen. But the fact that he's having zanus with his wife, if should he survive, everything would be kosher. This is just advisory behavior. Is that right?
Correct. Well, it's advisory behavior, and it can if he did have a relationship with his wife, it could have a practical effect afterwards. If he dies, she's a widow, not a divorcee. He wants to divorce her. He doesn't want her to fall to Yibum. If he lived with her, she would fall to Yibum.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay.
To Amar D'Amar, because it would be that he was Mekadosh her again, and their husband and wife again. So whatever he wanted to gain by giving her this get retroactive would be canceled. So yes, it's advisory, because worst case scenario, she'll be a widow. But the purpose of him giving the get was to prevent widowhood. That's what we assume.
We're just trying to protect his wishes here when we're giving him this advice. To keep her, to make sure.
Well, yeah, according to the other Mandiyama, where it's his nurse with a pnuya. It ends up that he was Mazana with a single woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, according to Rashi, we switch cases. Tysus doesn't like Rashi, but this is what Rashi learns. Based on a Gemara. So it's not like Rashi made it up. The Gemara will say this. Tysus learns the Gemara means a little bit different, but that's what the good. This is a case when a guy says he's divorcing his wife an hour before he dies, or shortly before he dies. That means he's not divorcing her retroactive from today. He's divorcing her that it should kick in right before he dies. So the get will be a get right before he dies. That's what he wants to be. Now, this depends on a question called Brera, because it is an clarified date. We have no idea when the get will kick in. It could be he'll die in 6 months, could be he'll die in a year, could be he'll die tomorrow. We have no idea when he will die, and right before he dies, shortly before he dies, and whatever that shortly is, let's say an hour, the get will kick in. Can a get be given to be kicked in, to kick in on an unclarified date? That's going to be the Gemara Shiloh, according to the way Rashi learns this next case. So the Mishnah switched cases. Mahi ba'isen hayamim. In this case, when the guy said the get should kick in shortly before he dies, now, at any point, it might be shortly before he dies. We have no idea, right? So what is her status? Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ke'eshes ish l'chol divarel. He is a total eshes ish, because the get kicks in shortly before he dies. And therefore, since the get kicks in shortly before he dies, at any point in time, we say, let's see if he died shortly. If he doesn't die shortly, that means the get did not kick in. That means she was a married lady. So if she were to be mezana, and then he did not die in that short interval of time that between, well, he was, you know, that the get should kick in, she was a total eishes ish. She was an eishes ish, a married woman who was mezana. That's what happened, right? He said, Mei tashini ba'ilam. She was mezana the next day, and the guy didn't end up dying for another 3 weeks. So she was an eishes ish when he was mezana. Therefore, he's chayiv chenek, and she's chayiv chenek. They had a relationship during her marriage. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, yes? So that they ask Akasha why it's not Asra HaSavik. So I think they say that this mission is going Asra HaSavik Shema Asra. I believe that that's what they say. Rabbi Yossi said, Aim Brera. Now let me explain what Aim Brera means, the way it's explained in this sugya. And that is, we never know when the guy says shortly before he dies the get should kick in, it might have been that he was supposed to die on Tuesday, and the get would have kicked in Tuesday morning, and then for some reason the Rabbeinu Shlalom changed things, and he didn't die on Tuesday. But at the time Tuesday morning came, this was the hour before he was supposed to die. So the get kicked in. So because we don't aim brera, which means we don't get clarity. We don't get clarity when things are done like this. We never can say that this is the moment the get kicked in. Because when he said Mei Shani Ba'ilam, it means when he's destined at this point to die. And it might have been that this was the point that he was supposed to die. It might have been not. We don't know. We'll never know. So whatever happens has no effect on whether she's an exorcist or not. Because if he was destined to die on Tuesday afternoon, so on Tuesday morning the get kicks in. Now he ended up not dying. But since that wasn't, we don't rely on future clarification. We say every moment might be the moment before he was supposed to die. And therefore the get kicks in. Or maybe it was not the moment before he was supposed to die. We have no idea when he was supposed to die. What? Now, things change. That's exactly what it's saying. Let's read Rashi. Dr. Rashi Keshis ish. Habala the mazed b'chenek b'shege b'chatas. We haven't got the maze by the chayli. Even though he died. V'shalei Yusha v'samach l'misa. But Gemara in Bukila, the Gemara says, "Vayimelo b'msiris hazeget, harez egitech v'iskarshi by be'eish shani ba'ilam in Macy." From the time I'm alive, meaning right before he dies, the Rabbi Yehuda sever, "Samuch l'misa d'haveget u'mikam ha'okeshes ishi." Rabbi Yossi sever, "Michiyov magita kol shaita misapkalon be'eish shani ba'ilam." Every moment might be the time that the get kicked in. Hukichsvekihi la'ba'aleh ba'ashim tali. So she's always a suffocatious ish. We don't know. We can't rely on future clarification because Aim Brera says that what happens in the future is not necessarily what was supposed to happen an hour before.
Is that only in
it's in other things as well.
So please explain it in other things.
Well, give me the case you wanted to explain that. Yeah, you're asking a question.
The sun comes out.
Sun came out? Not yet. They took almost in an hour. Again, these are all Brera conditions, by the way.
Right, that's what we're saying.
And if ain't Brera, then Taka doesn't work.
But why not?
Because you have no idea if it's going to rain tomorrow. You can't rely on future clarification. Maybe today it was not supposed to rain tomorrow. Ain't Brera says future clarification cannot affect what happened now.
Because they did it. something that might have happened during play.
A guy gives a get to whoever wife walks out of the door first. We had that back in the third parent. Ein Brera. At that point, we don't know which woman was supposed to walk out of the get first. We don't know which woman it was written for. He's relying on future clarification.
Let's take it to Misa.
Same thing. We don't know when he was supposed to die. It might be that the get kicked in this minute.
Why do you have to say the whole thing about he was supposed to die, Hashem gave him all life, why is that for?
Because if not, if you wouldn't say what I just said, then the halacha would be that the get is not a get, and she's a definite eishes ish. See, Rashi's being mechadesh here that the get is a get, and it is chal, but we never know for which one. Now, you can ask me a kasha from the Gemara over there that says the get is not a get at all, because we don't rely on future clarification,
right,
and it's a non-get. Here we're saying we don't rely on future clarification, and it is a suffix get. So it's a kasha. Do you ask me a kasha in the Mandamer Ein Brera? It's a great question, by the way. Avram Kohn has just asked a very good question. It's Ein Brera. There's two, it seems to me that Ein Brera has two, there's two things. Over there we said Ein Brera meant it, so it's not a get. And here we're saying Ein Brera means we don't know who's divorced. We don't know when it kicks in, but it kicks in.
Rabbi, how do we know that that's not, I don't understand this Ein Brera at all. How do we know that the guy who said this meant that he wanted the condition to be when it was destined to be, before God changed his mind, or before something changed? Why don't
because
we say he
our,
meant?
He said, "Me'eish ani ba'ilam," right before I die, right? And right, the guy said right before he dies, right? So if he was supposed to die at 10 a.m., the get kicked in at 9 a.m. That was right before he was supposed to die.
What if he meant when I'm supposed to die, no matter what? I don't understand the thing about how I'm supposed to die. I'm supposed to die when God tells me it's time, regardless of what my destiny is at this moment. My destiny may be different on the day I die.
It might be different on the hour the guy dies, and therefore
right.
The hour before was the hour before he was going to die, and the get kicked in.
So the get kicked in the hour before he was supposed to die.
That's what he said. He was supposed to die at 10.
Supposed to die.
At 9. Yes, that's, you know, I don't know how it works upstairs, you know what I mean? I can't answer that question. But
why is Rebbe adding supposed to die? Why is Rebbe adding when he's supposed to die?
If he's not supposed to die, then why in the world do we say to get you kicking at 9 a.m.? It's not the hour before he dies.
Who knows when you're supposed to die? Who knows when you're supposed to die?
Exactly. That's exactly what the Mount Hermon prayer says. Who knows?
But he
changes.
It's a constantly evolving thing. Rebbe,
that was my point, Rabbi. That was my point. He may be saying in this constantly evolving time, whenever that time is, I want it to kick in the moment before my life is over. Whenever that is. When I don't understand in his declaration why he's making that somehow contingent on his destiny at this moment that he's making the declaration.
What happened if he's supposed to die at 10 o'clock? And he said an hour before he dies. So when he said that, he was supposed to die at 10. So the get was supposed to kick in at 9 in the morning, because at 9 in the morning is the hour before he dies. And then, for whatever reason, he didn't die at 10 o'clock. But
so
the
you're
get
saying that...
At 9,
I think that was the hour before he was supposed to die.
And that's when the get...
I get it. He's locked into the moment he makes the declaration. That's
exactly
when the time is locked in. It's not an evolving time.
Exactly.
But how do we know that from... My question is, how do we know that from what he said? How do we know that's what he meant?
That's how the Gemara is assuming. He means it the exact... In the way it is set up now, the hour before he's supposed to die. Correct.
What is okay. There's a passage somewhere maybe can answer. Maybe we should. Asur Tamimpa alone.
Right. It's in the parsha that says, "Are you up to there yet in your sefer?"
Preppy. I have a quote of it. I've been gracious. What's that?
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Keep on going. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Yes.
Asur
Tamimpa.
Hashem. Every second. Is exactly when the time comes. There's no changes to happen.
That's not true. That's not true. That's definitely not true.
That's what
I don't know why we daven.
Oh, you mean from the time he was supposed to die until the time he did die, something changed?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so what the bottom line is, it's what he... died.
Again, it's the hour when he said to me, Sonny Bailam, he means the hour before he's supposed to die. That's the time he's supposed to die now. So the get kicks in at that unclarified time.
Is it a minute before an hour before?
I said, let's say 10 minutes before. Let's say 2 minutes before. Doesn't make a difference.
Yeah,
I don't know what mace means exactly.
Rebbe, even if he doesn't say supposed to die, it's still unknown.
Can't hear you.
Even if he says, even if he omits the supposed to thing is bothering you. You just say the moment before I die. So even at that moment, Lain Brayer, you don't know when that's going to be. Why isn't that enough?
Because behold, Ain Brayer, you cannot rely on something you find out afterwards to make it work retroactive. And therefore, since you're going to rely on you're going to find out the hour before he died when he dies, right? That's relying on future clarification. You don't know whether that future clarification is what was the set time at the time that he said it. See, again, Avram Cohen did ask a great question.
I don't
because...
I don't need it. I'm
sorry, Avram Cohen does not need it. But he did ask a great question. Because the Gemara earlier said when a guy does it, it doesn't kick in at all, period. It's a non-get. Here it's saying, is a get with an unclarified time when it kicks in. That is a different aim braver than we had before. Why? That is a great question. I don't know the answer. I'd have to look it up. But it's a great question.
For sure the pencil's missing. Yeah, it was missing Uba.
The same idea. We're still missing. The guy gives a woman a get on the condition that it rains tomorrow. The Gemara considers that Brera. So we don't say she's suffering Mugarashis. We say she's not Mugarashis, the old name Brera.
At all.
That's what we say. And according to this Mishnah, it should be she's suffering Mugarashis. Maybe it was supposed to rain tomorrow. Maybe it was not supposed to rain tomorrow. I'm sure they do. I'm sorry I gave you credit. You don't need the credit. I'm glad. But I'm just saying. But Lamaisa is your question. Tana Rabbana. Ra'ul Shenisyag Dima Bafela. We saw this husband and wife, which we don't know if they're husband and wife. He said, Mahayoyim Mimesi. And we saw them alone in a dark room. Ashiyeshna Imoy Pakas Magola Samita. Or they're under a bed together. Meaning in a place that nobody can see what they're doing. We're not afraid that they had an intimate relationship. Period. Now, the Gemara is now going to contradict itself to Brisa. The Chayshish Emichnishimzot, and we are Chayshish that he lived with her, but we're not Chayshish that he married her. Now this price is totally contradictory. It starts saying we're not afraid to have a relationship, and then we say, see, they did have a relationship, but not kedushin. And then the other Mandiyama says they did have kedushin. Exactly what's going on here? Frek the Gemara my Kamar. What is going on here? Now we're going to have multiple shatim in this price, and that's going to affect the halacha based on how you learn this price. Let's do Rashi. When we say we're not chayshish, they were involved in something else, code word for intimate relationship. Shema ba'ala l'kamam parach ma'akamar, the Gemara will say, what does it mean? Ein chayshishim shema ba'ala l'shem kedushin, la'atshvich l'get sheni, that he would have to give her a second go. My kamar, k'tani ein chayshishim shema nis'asku b'davar achar. We're not afraid that they were involved in an intimate relationship. V'hadatani v'chayshishim shimzas. And the next line says, they did. So make up your mind. What does the price to mean? My kamar. And for the Gemara, Amar of Nachman, Amar of Rababuah. If we didn't see the actual intimate relationship, if we didn't see it, don't assume they had one. Because they were husband and wife, and they are in this state of limbo, don't assume that if they're alone, they had an intimate relationship. Even if you see them under the bed together, it just means they were friendly with each other, not that they had an intimate relationship. Now, Ra'ush, however, the next case, when it says Chayshishim is Nus, it's talking about Ru'ush and Nivela. They actually saw them have an intimate relationship. Now the question is, was he being Mazana with her, or was he doing Kedushin? Chayshishim Mishim Kedushin. Chayshishim Mishim Znus means, when you see the relationship, he might have remarried her. Nothing looks of him, but if after the relationship, he hands her money, then in chayshishim mishim znus, then we say it was an out of wedlock relationship. The amri besnana nalasla. If he were remarrying her, he's not giving her money after the relationship. You pay a zayna money after a relationship. You don't pay your own wife money after a relationship. And therefore, if he see him having an intimate relationship and no money exchanges hands, assume that he meant it l'shem kedushin, since he might have divorced her. So therefore, he remarried her. That's what we're afraid of. Because why would he say he's mezana? We assume that he's remarrying her. Masha'inkan, if you see him hand her money afterwards, that's not done to a wife. That's done to a zayna. And therefore, we say that was nus and not kedushin. Nasin la ksavim, chayshishim mishim znus, daminam bas nana nasin la. Ve'ein chayshishim mishim kedushin. Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, abbezu chayshishim mishim kedushin. Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even though we say he might have married her, and he's giving her a present. People give their wives presents. Again, the Tanakhama says, handing money over is not something you do to your wife or to one's wife after an intimate relationship. And Rabbi Yaisi says, and who's the Tana? Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda says, it's a present. Not a payment for the relationship. It's a present. It's his wife. So let's review this Mandiyama because it's going to be different Mandiyama. This Mandiyama says, if no one sees the relationship, don't assume the relationship. If one sees the relationship, then we assume Kedushin. As money changes hands afterwards, then we have a Machloikis. Assume Kedushin or we don't assume Kedushin. I didn't say that. I did say that, but I didn't say that. Yes, there are Mandi Amram that say it's always relationship. This Mandi Amar, this Bryce is not learning that way.
So, according to this Mandi Amar, at a chasana in Lakewood, let's say, how does he know that?
I have to, because they didn't.
Oh, so that's the condition?
Isn't that what you do under the chuppah?
No, I'm saying...
Hariat mukadashis libet habazu kadas moishu b'yisrael.
So that is the...
Isn't that the kedushin?
Yeah, that is.
Then it's the one, it's the chuppah. Okay. It's chuppah. So some say it's the canopy and some say it's the yichud. Yeah. You always get asked a question.
I'm reading this in... Incorrectly, I guess. Choshem Mishum Kedushin, Nosan Lach Sofen. If we...
No, you are.
I'm reading it wrong, right?
The period goes after the word Kedushin.
See, in my Gemara, which sometimes has a... He gave Tamar presents. He didn't give him money, right?
But it can be money too.
I have a con over there. It's a period after Kedushin.
I can only read it the way I can read it. What am I supposed to do? I'm not responsible for your printer. Again, according to this way of learning, the price of reads as follows. Afterwards, then Chayshishim Mishim's Nus. Then we say the intimate relationship was not a Kedushin. Why? You know, that's not an Asala. The money is a proof that he paid her off. It's saying by giving her money, he's revealing to me that he was paying her for the relationship.
Why is he using the word soften twice instead?
No, because what is he giving her the money for?
But as a present.
Payment of a zayna is called an etznan zayna. Etznan zayna can be any form of payment.
Including money.
Called an etznan. That's the payment of a zayna is called an etznan. That's the term for payment for a relationship out of wedlock. You pay the woman her fee. That's called an etznan. Whether you pay it in cash or with an item makes no difference.
Okay. I always thought that etznan was always before the act. That's not true, right?
Interesting point you bring.
Please don't have to say that. You don't have to say that.
The Gemara Pesachim discusses this. Exactly. When the etznan has to be given. Is it Pesachim? I thought I remember Pesachim, the whole Shaila. The Chatzera, where it is, was it an etznan? We have a Psul Korban. I thought it's Pesachim. Anyway, wherever it is the Gemara that discusses that usually the etznan is available at the time of the relationship, but that's to make the Isser of Esnan. Let me explain. The Torah says one is not allowed to bring an Esnan Zayin as a carbon. The Gemara determines that an Esnan Zayin that's also for a carbon is if he gave her the item and it became hers during the time of the relationship. If he gave it to her before or gave it to her after, it's a payment to the relationship, but it's not usher because of Esnan Zayna. That's what the Gemara says. So what you're remembering is as the Isser of a carbon is concerned. We're not interested in a carbon now. We're interested to know, was this a Kedushin or not? We saw money being given. He paid her for her services. Whether he paid her before or paid her after, he's paying her for her services. Rashi. Thank you, Rashi. Now, Rashi has a problem. Why can't we say there's a problem here of get yashan? He gave her the get. It's dated mahayim, right? And now he's living with her afterwards. And if she gets pregnant, people will say that the get, that the conception was done after the giving of the get. That's called get yashan, which rabbinically we're not allowed to use. The Rashi get yashan is when you write a get and don't give it to her. Once you give it to her, even if the date is predated, retroactive, we're not afraid of get yashan. Get yashan is only if it wasn't handed to her till after the date. Taisus argues on this. This is Rashi Shita. El atam kedushin alolu matzichin ois to get. The reason you need another get is because it might have been another marriage. Nasal aksav machabila chayshishim shimsnus. Klaimer, Tzaylim b'yazub is nus, we say it's nus. Ben chayshish in the Kedushin, la tzricha get. The Yidu shem Kedushin ba'al, had he meant Kedushin, have a yov la esnan. He wouldn't give her a present. Ben chayshish in the nus lav davka. The word chayshish, what are we worried about? So it's nus. What do you mean chayshish? Just say it's nus. The ma'ikhashah shikha, what could go wrong? Ibu shem kahuna hagrushi. She can't marry a kain anyway. If she's a single girl and she had an out of wedlock relationship, doesn't ask her to truma. Then kusi chol nas the mamzer. Now I'm going to fire yivamas for the kedushin. Since it says when he gives her money, you're not afraid. Nakit chayshishim bereisha. Chayshishim means it's not afraid. Nothing wrong happened. It just means we assume kedushin. Rashi It might have been a present to his wife. So that's the machlokes. We will continue Merchishim tomorrow. Now, Rabbi Schultz, you're leaving.